Welcome to the Leadership Decoded podcast. Here, we give you practical strategies and actionable tactics so that you can lead at your very best at work and in your everyday life. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey, a former U.S. Army officer and combat veteran, a team development workshop facilitator, executive education adjunct professor, and leadership coach. Today, we're going to talk about leader humility. As a leader, you cannot do it all. You've got to be able to bring humility into your approach to leadership. It's often overlooked, it's underestimated, and sometimes humility can even be looked at as a weakness. So we're going to crack open what leader humility is and how it can benefit you to build more creative, collaborative, and high-performing teams. So let's dive in and get started. This episode is brought to you by Sweat Tent, the industry leader of the portable at-home wood-burning sauna. Being a leader can be stressful. That's why I've been a sauna user for many years. Did you know that consistent sauna usage 3 to 4 times a week not only relieves stress and improves sleep, but it also enhances your physical well-being and fosters mental resilience and cognitive clarity to be a better leader? And you no longer have to go to a crowded gym or buy one of those expensive and bulky at-home setups to experience the benefits of a sauna. Sweat Tent is the most portable and affordable at-home sauna on the market. The setup takes minutes and can reach 200 degrees in under 30 minutes. Harness the power of the Sweat Tent sauna to lead with clarity and poise. Sweat out stress, ignite creativity, and emerge a more focused leader. All Leadership Decoded listeners will receive $100 off when you use code LEAD100. Visit sweattent.com today to get $100 off your purchase with code LEAD100 at checkout. Again, that's sweattent.com to get $100 off with code LEAD100. Sweat Tent, improving your ability to lead at work and in your everyday life. Leader humility can be characterized as your appreciation for knowledge, for you putting your self-interests on the back burner, admitting mistakes, being vulnerable, being open to learn from your team, being able to shine the spotlight on your team members, and for you to be able to be open and put feedback into action from a variety of sources. So when you do this, when you lead with humility, you're actually leading from the bottom up. You're not hiding behind this idea of, I'm the leader, I'm on top of the organizational chart, I know everything, I know best. You're starting to lead and influence from the bottom up because your team members are contributing. They're seeing that perfection isn't the way to go, that continuous learning and growth and contributing together and supporting one another is the best way to lead and lead each other. So we think about leadership humility. Admitting mistakes and being vulnerable, some people think is a weakness, but in actuality, it's a strength. It's a cornerstone of effective leadership because as a humble leader, you now are showing that you possess enough self-awareness and self-assuredness to say, here's what I don't know. I'm not the best at this. I made a mistake. Can you help me? Can you show me what right looks like? Can you take lead on this? And now you're cultivating this environment where people will see that it's okay to ask for help. It's okay to say that you don't know. And when you say that, when you speak those words and you show those behaviors, windows and doors will open for other people to say, oh, I know the answer to that. Oh, I can help you with that. Now you've got this synergy of collaboration starting to happen. As compared with a leader who is not humble, who's not willing to admit mistakes or not willing to admit what they don't know. Now you're centralizing. And if you don't admit those things, if you don't portray those behaviors, then your team members are going to emulate you. They're going to mirror what that looks like. Now you've got people who fear mistakes, who fear failure. And that is the opposite of a psychologically safe environment. So when you lead with humility, you are prioritizing the needs of others. You're prioritizing your team members, and you're creating an environment where everybody can thrive. Research has found that when you lead with humility, you establish a positive atmosphere, and it injects this energy stimulus into the environment. this positive atmosphere that you create where learning is open and people embrace a growth mindset and people are asking for help and giving help. Now you've got this leadership claiming and leadership granting that's occurring. People are stepping up. They're energized by the opportunity to contribute. Research also shows that humble leaders tend to be open to their own limitations and admit that they need help or admit that they made a mistake. And this shows that you don't need to be afraid to say that you don't know. You don't need to be afraid to admit mistakes. You're open to learn from each other so that your team members see that and they become psychologically safe with admitting their mistakes and looking at it from opportunity to growth. That will actually accelerate your performance. That will accelerate creative solution and problem solving, all by being humble. Research has also shown that when you lead with humility, you are open to feedback and you're allowing and welcoming people to give you feedback on what's working well, what's not working well, so that you can best serve your team. And isn't that what leadership is about? Partially, is serving others, creating the space for your team to have open conversations about what they need so that they can be the best at their jobs. So when you lead with humility, you're fostering this environment of openness, this atmosphere of learning and mutual support and trust. So what I want to be able to share with you is that this idea that when you have humility and you embrace leadership from a humble aspect and you see humility as a virtue that you can cultivate, that you can embrace, you're opening up your team to use constructive voice. They're becoming connected. They're speaking up more often with brilliant ideas, with solutions and things to try, which then energizes their desire to be dedicated and committed towards the purpose and the outcomes that you're striving for. Humility is a synergistic factor in your leadership approach. And what you find are constructive teams, creative teams, resilient teams that can bounce back quickly from setbacks, all because you as a leader are setting the tone with that behavior and others will reciprocate and follow. So I want to share with you a story that my time leading teams in the military, I had to be humble. I've led a base maintenance platoon. We were in charge of doing wheeled vehicle maintenance on vehicles. I've never been a mechanic. I am not mechanically inclined. I led a maintenance recovery team when I deployed to Iraq. I had to rely on my team because I've never been a wrecker operator, a crane operator, a combat lifesaver, but my team had these functional skills and subject matter experts. But I was responsible for leading. I led satellite communication teams. I've never been a intelligence specialist or a signals analyst or a satellite equipment operator, but I was responsible for leading. So I had to admit what I didn't know because I couldn't fake it. That's what some leaders try to do, is you try to fake your way through it. And that is just going to lead you to this disingenuous approach to leadership. It'll lead you to centralizing things. It'll lead you to turning people off. So I had to admit what I didn't know. What I did was I spent time with my team in their space to learn from them, to ask them about their work, to tell them, you know your job best, but I'm responsible for the final decisions on certain things. Help me make the best decisions possible by teaching me. And then when they did something well or they contributed, I would shine the spotlight on them. When the team achieved a goal, it wasn't about me as a leader. It was about what the team did. I deflected credit and gave it back to my team, and I accepted blame when things went wrong. I accepted ownership when things didn't go right. That is humble leadership. Growth mindset, seeing people where they are, and asking for feedback. Teach me something. I don't know. I made a mistake. Help me make a better decision. I need to make a decision on this by X date. Give me the best information that you have so that I can make the best decision for what's good for the team. Right? And then giving credit where credit is due, where credit is earned. And that's at the team level. If you're looking for a spotlight, if you're looking for glory, if you're looking for achievement, those leadership positions are not for you. If you're looking to build a team around you, a team of leaders around you, of people who are supportive, who learn from each other, who give feedback and take feedback and put it into action to get better one step each and every day, leadership positions are for you, and humility is a virtue that you can embrace. I want to share with you and explore some practical ways to cultivate and embody leadership humility in your approach to leading teams. All right, the first is being sincere. So false humility will absolutely set you back. People will see if you use humility as disingenuous, it'll lead to distrust. You've got to be able to use humility for good. Be willing to give people opportunities to be on your team, to step into leadership roles, to take the lead on things, because you may not know and you may not be the best person, but you know who is. You give them the space to step in. The next is practice active listening. So truly listen to your team members' perspectives and concerns without judgment. Demonstrate empathy. Put yourself in their shoes. Understand their perspective. Where are they coming from? So that way you have this routine of gaining their perspective and seeking them out. They feel they're contributing. You're honoring that contribution and you're listening to what they had to say because you're learning yourself. Seeking out and embracing feedback is the next. So making sure that you have honest feedback from your team and your subordinates. To get that, you've got to ask those questions. Now, most of the time when you ask for feedback, you may not get anything. But that one time you do, those times that you do, listen and defer judgment. Avoid being defensive. Absorb that feedback. Take time to think about it, reflect on it, and then put it into action. Show your team that you can take feedback and you can make those small little shifts to give them what they need to serve them the best that you can. Admitting mistakes and vulnerabilities. This is a tough one. This is probably the toughest thing that I've had to overcome, is admitting mistakes and being vulnerable to say, we didn't do this right. Be transparent about your limitations. Vulnerability has actually been shown through research to build trust. You're leading with more authenticity. You're being more authentic. Nobody's perfect, and you can't do it all as a leader. Be willing to admit that, ask for help, and put people in a position to help you lead. And then sharing credit, giving recognition, shining a spotlight on the contributions of your team members, celebrate their achievements, individual and collective. A humble leader shines a light on others and lifts them up. And then lastly, continuous learning and growth. Be open to learning from multiple sources, subordinates, peers, and above. You never know who's got the best insights and information on something if you're closed off and not willing to listen to everybody within your team. Leader humility, it's a potent force. It can really change your approach to leadership and can bring teams together. It fosters trust, collaboration, and will lead you to high-performing teams. Embracing humility will inspire others and create environments where you can thrive and excel. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode of Leadership Decoded here at the Loop Internet Studio. If you enjoyed today's episode, if you found it valuable, save it and share it with your fellow leaders across all of our social media platforms. We also want to hear from you and join the conversation. So leave us a review, leave a comment, and if you've got an inquiry, a question about leadership, send it in. We're here to serve you so that you can lead at your best at work and in your everyday life. If you're an organization, a team leader, or a team member, and you have a team building event, or you want some team development and workshops, I want to work with you. I provide highly engaging, creativity-infused, hands-on experiential learning workshops. You're going to get your hands in, you're going to construct your outcomes, and you're going to get the performance and results you're looking for. You can connect with me on LinkedIn at Dr. Will Ramey or email me at will@onthestacks.com. I'm Will Ramey, and I'll see you the next time you press play.